To the WMFO Digital Clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's about 2.5 of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990, even in an all-radio obituary episode, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in right about now, it'll be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days, and dare I say it, months. We've got people all the way back into January now, so hence the all obit radio obituaries. I gave it a shot. I tried to clear out January today. Didn't happen, but I made some good headway. So here we are now, ready to dive right into this all-radio obituary episode, where I think there's going to be plenty of silliness with some Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites in here. I think you're going to have a good time. Well, as good a time as it can be, as we do the radio obituaries. So let us begin by me telling you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Chris Barber, the English jazz musician best known as a band leader and trombonist, as well as scoring a UK Top 20 trad jazz hit with Petite Fleur in 1959, he helped the careers of many musicians, including Lonnie Donegan. His appearances with Lonnie Donegan triggered the skiffle craze of the 1950s, and they had the first transatlantic hit, Rock Island Line, with Barber's band. Chris Barber just passed away at 90. It's the initial radio obituary right here, starting with one of those songs right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
this side, and we got to do this one more. We got to turn the lights out. We're going walking through the park with the band. G. I'm going out walking, walking down through the park. I'm going out walking, walking down through the park. I'm gonna walk in the moonlight, walk until the night is dark. I'm going out walking, right down the avenue. I'm going out walking, right down the avenue. I'm gonna walk up so long to you, don't know what to do. Walking down on the streets. I'm going out walking, walking down on the streets. I'm gonna walk around silent because I know she can't be. Yeah!
Ha ha.
Here's a story about a guy that took his girl out on Saturday night, and he didn't have but 50 cents, a half crown. Pay attention. I took my gal to the marketplace, the finest on the street. She said she wasn't hungry, but this is what she eat. A dozen raw, a plate of slaw, a chicken and a roast. Some apple sass, some arrow grass, soft shell crab on toast. A big beef stew, some crackers too, her appetite was immense. But when she called for pie, I thought I'd die, 'cause I had but 50 cents. Now join me. All I had was 50 cents, 50 cents, 50 cents. All I had was 50 cents, so you know how bad I feel. One more time. All I had was 50 cents, 50 cents, 50 cents. All I had was 50 cents, so you know how bad I feel. Went down so easy, she had an awful tank. She said she wasn't thirsty, but this is what she drank. A whiskey skin, a glass of gin that made me shake with fear. A ginger pop with rum on top, a great big glass of beer. A wine pail, a gin cocktail, she should have had more sense. But when she called for more, I hit the floor, 'cause I had but 50 cents. Get with it! All I had was 50 cents, 50 cents, 50 cents. All I had was 50 cents, so you know how bad I feel. One more time! All I had was 50 cents, 50 cents, 50 cents. All I had was 50 cents, so you know how bad I feel. Of course I wasn't hungry, I didn't care to eat. I was expecting every moment to be tossed out in the street. She said she'd bring her family round and some night we'd have fun. I gave the waiter the 50 cents and this is what he done. He tore my clothes, he broke my nose, he hit me in the jaw. He gave me a prize of two black eyes, with me he swept the floor. He grabbed me where my pants hung loose and threw me over the fence. Take my advice, never try it twice if you got but 50 cents. Everybody! All I had was 50 cents, 50 cents, 50 cents. All I had was 50 cents, so you know how bad I feel. One last time! All I had was 50 cents, 50 cents, 50 cents. All I had was 50 cents, so you know how bad.
If I'd done all the things they say I've done, I'd be in the ground or on the run. Take a look before they close the book at the other side of the coin. Yes, there's much for which I could atone, but let him without sin cast the first stone. Before you do, there's a point of view on the other side of the coin. I'm just a man, foolish and proud. Too quick, they say, to play up to the crowd. But before you judge, if judge ye must, Take your time, be sure the verdict's just. Before you do, remember there's another point of view. Can you stand up and say justice was done today? And that I was wrong before you see what's on the other side of the coin. The other side of the coin.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're in the beginnings of an all-radio obituary episode as we turn to the post-initial radio obituary for Henry Goldrich, the owner of Manny's Music in Manhattan. Manny's was open for 74 years, closing in 2009. It was the best known of the cluster of music stores on West 48th Street on the block known as Music Row, opening in 1935 by Henry's father, Manny. It was the second home for Henry since he was an infant when the shop's clientele of swing stars doted on him, with Ella Fitzgerald babysitting for him when his parents would go out for lunch. In later years, Goldrich sold guitars to Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, Pete Townsend, and many others, even though he was not happy about Pete Townsend smashing those guitars. He was the person who recommended the adoption of the wah-wah pedal, the electronic device that immediately became a staple of Townsend's and Clapton's sound. John Sebastian, from the Lovin' Spoonful, he recalled that in the mid-1960s, Goldrich helped him select the Gibson J45 that he used on early recordings like Do You Believe in Magic. When asked about his musical ability, Henry Goldrich would often say, "I play cash register." He just passed away at 88. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Henry Goldrich. Oh, and thank you very much to our director of minutiae, Bob Cohen, for making sure this one did not slip through the cracks. The post-initial radio obituary for Henry Goldrich right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When he drove a truck, so he upped and quit, bought a $12 gift, then he made a million bucks. Oh yeah, you can't go far without a guitar. You can't go far without a guitar unless you're Ringo Starr. Boys stop the guitar rock, they comb the beach all day. The Rolling Stones would gather moss and they didn't twine away. Thank you.
the Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
Here's the singing ranger, Mr. Hank Snow.
Did you ever pause and ponder when a guitar picker picks? What kind of guitar picker likes to pick upon? If a picker picks good like a guitar picker should, a picky guitar picker picks a Fender.
Hey, that's real down home country picking, isn't it? And I can tell you with my eyes shut, that's a Fender guitar and Fender pedal steel guitar picking behind me. Yes, friends, it's the famous Fender country sound, and it just naturally goes with my brand of singing. You know that new Fender Artist Dual 10 or something else, isn't it? Listen to that acoustic. Yeah, it just makes you want to sing along. I'll tell you, when there's country music that's all country, there's always a Fender behind little old Hanky.
You can tell by the sound it's a Fender. You can tell by the sound it's a Fender.
We'll be right back.
The next radio obituary is for the singer Mark Keds. He's best known for his career as the frontman of the 90s pop-punk band Senseless Things, and also for co-writing the Libertines' 2004 hit Can't Stand Me Now. He just passed away at 50. It's the next radio obituary for Mark Keds right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're in the throes of an all-radio obituary episode, as we're now arriving at the cleanup radio obituary for Michael Fanfara, the Canadian keyboard player who was most notable for his work as a member of the Electric Flag and Rhinoceros in the 1960s. He went on to play in Lou Reed's backing band in the 1970s and with the Down Child Blues Band from 1990 on. He started out, though, studying classical piano at the Royal Conservatory of Music and was a multiple Mabel Blues Award winner as a piano keyboardist. Michael Fanfara just passed away at 74. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Love advice up in Mabel's room. There's orange crepe tables, cigarettes without labels on a blanket. And when you like a stud up in Mabel's room. Up in Mabel's room, when you were down, she could make you laugh. Up in Mabel's room, orange crate tables, cigarettes without labels, on a blanket woven. And I'm a man, strong and stable, who should wear the label made in Mabel's room.
We're cooking? Okay, guys.
I have a boy and half a man.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are on to the radio obituary for Gerald Hyken, the American actor. You probably would recognize him as a frequent guest star on Car 54, Where Are You? That show was created by his cousin, Nat Hyken. He also appeared in a couple of episodes of Cheers in 1988, but he was nominated for the Tony Award for Best Actor in a Play in 1980 for his performance in Strider. Gerald Hyken just passed away at 93. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Though I'm a millionaire, it really isn't fair to think of me as a Philistine. I buy and sell, but in between, my soul belongs to art. The poets rule my heart.
The poets rule his heart.
Yes.
His soul belongs to art.
Take it. Max!
Yes.
We really feel for you.
Good.
Max,
yes,
we understand.
Okay.
Max,
what?
We got a deal for you. Give us 40 grand.
I know, I understand. Although I'm grossly rich, I felt the muse's itch. I often think when I'm selling short, this Wall Street game is childish sport. It's in the lyric line, I really long to shine.
He really longs to shine here in the lyric line.
Max,
what?
You can depend on us.
Oh.
Max,
mm.
We'll do our part.
Sure.
Max,
yes.
The dough you spend on us helps the cause of art.
My big debut in Partisan Review. They print my poems and I'm awfully proud. Wendell Moore, Schwartz and all that crowd declare my cymbals sing, I'm happy as a king.
He's happy as a king because his cymbals sing.
We hope we're reaching you.
Wow.
Talent we respect.
Good.
It's a pleasure teaching you. When do we collect?
Soon.
Max,
people think
we'll do a lot for you.
Diamond in
we're really
the rough.
For you.
I'm really a poet.
A sensitive poet.
I'm really a poet at heart.
He's really a poet.
A sensitive poet.
He's really a poet.
Now for the radio obituary for Don Miller. He was one of the original members of the singing group The Vogues. They came to prominence in the 1960s with hit songs including 5 o'clock World and You're the One. That was a cover of the Petula Clark hit. Don Miller just passed away at 80. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Looks fine, yeah. Well, it ain't me.
are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are in an all-radio obituary episode of the program tonight. If you missed the first few, you might want to check that out in the archive over at WMFO.org after the program wraps up tonight. But now we move on to the radio obituary for Gene Summers, the American rock singer. You might know his recordings including School of Rock and Roll, Nervous, Got a Lot of That, and Twixteen, among others. He was inducted into the Rockabilly Hall of Fame in 1997 and the Southern Legends Entertainment and Performing Arts Hall of Fame in 2005. Gene Summers just passed away at 82. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
She got to